Welcome, everyone, to Escape to Reality Podcast with Justine
and Geneva. Hello, friends. Ooh, special guest alert. We've got my sister-in-law and the overall amazing human being that is Natasha from Two Black Girls, One Rose. How you doing?
I'm good. I'm so excited to be here talking Summer House.
Oh, it's going to be great. So Tasha watches a lot. So Justine isn't here because she doesn't watch Summer House. The other Justine.
But she was still here, though.
I know. She should have just come to hear us talk about it. I feel like she would have just to hear had thoughts.
And try and bait her into it. I've been trying. Yes. Summer House and Vanderpump. I was telling you guys, she just won't do it.
The first season of Vanderpump. Yeah, that's a good one.
It's all time. Okay, so we want to know, before we get into Two Black Girls, One Rose and what you're talking right now, I have to know your thoughts on, I put you up on adults adopting adults. And then it
yes, you did.
From the universe.
So, and then I was searching high and low on my TV to find episodes, and then I did a Google search and was like, oh shit, of course. Yeah, it's gone.
So you didn't get to see it past what you saw at Geneva's house?
I think I watched one episode when I came back home. And then it was done. It only did three episodes, right?
Yeah, it was one, three and done.
What's his name? I already forgot. Danny?
Yeah.
Danny the murderer.
I wish I could have filmed Tasha watching that. She was just like, what is this? And how is this on TV?
So enamored. Yeah. Oh my God.
We're never going to know what happened with the grandma story, too. That was
a
decent.
A lot of loose ends.
Yeah. A lot of loose ends. I'm sad because for the safety of that poor child who was his next victim.
God. Yeah.
Didn't get any update as to what happened to her.
And then
the grandma situation too. I was very curious what was going on. But so.
She might have even been from Ukraine. I'm not positive. And that's even scarier. God, the poor thing.
Oh, right. She did come from Ukraine, didn't she?
Yeah, she did. Yeah, she was Ukrainian. That's a great point.
Poor girl.
Terrible. Lord. Terrible.
Maybe somehow she's still here and the baby's still here. And
maybe she escaped.
I hope so. Yeah, I hope God. So.
Okay, so just, you know, adults adopting adults to Two Black Girls, One Rose, smooth transition. For people who don't know your podcast, tell us about it and tell us about this season of The Bachelor, please, because we don't watch.
Yes, so I'm one half of Two Black Girls, One Rose. My best friend, Justine, is my co-host. Very crazy. But yeah, we're two Black-ass girls who invade the whitest show on earth, The Bachelor. So we talk The Bachelor, Bachelorette, Bachelor in Paradise. And then we do some other, when The Bachelor's not on, we do some other reality shows. So Married at First Sight, we do little mini recaps at the end of Bachelor, Love is Blind, all that good stuff. But yeah, The Bachelor is back to basics. We're back to just a very basic white man this season and a very basic white man host who slid right in as everybody saw Chris Harrison, the historic host of The Bachelor, let his racism out. And so he got kicked off. And now they just replaced him with some other vanilla white toast white guy. So
creepy looking face on that guy.
on the new host.
Yeah. Jesse. Oh, God. I don't even watch it. I just seen clips. It's like, oh, yeah. God.
He's like a mannequin. He's adding absolutely nothing to the show. Oh, but Clayton is The Bachelor. Also known as Clam Bake, also known as Clayonnaise is what we call him.
I don't even know what he looks like.
He looks like the host.
He looks just like the host. That's his twin brother, straight up.
It's crazy.
It is crazy.
How many people watch The Bachelor, do you know? And does it drop off, or is it really just they just keep watching it?
I don't really pay attention much to the ratings. From what I hear is they steadily just go down like little by little, but go down, but enough that it's still such a huge fandom and there's still enough people watching, and it's still a huge show for ABC that regardless if it not being where it was 10 years ago, it's still, it's still a huge show, you know, Monday prime.
Think about
time,
it takes up 3 hours of ABC, one of the biggest broadcasting networks.
Yeah. And prime week. I mean, the fact that you and I know the host and we know the star of the season, and we don't even go to ABC, it permeates. Like, I don't know. It's wild.
It's like Kardashians. Like, I don't follow the Kardashians, but I know everything that's going on with every single one of them at all times. Like, it's exactly. That exact same thing. Yeah.
Yep. Yep.
Who was your favorite couple to watch on Love is Blind season two?
Ooh. Oh, God. We're about to recap. We're going to do a rewatch and recap because everybody's watched Love is Blind as well as me and Justine, but we're going to watch it now, take notes, and recap with our community. But ooh, favorite to watch. I have so many thoughts on Deeps and Shake.
Yeah.
I have so many thoughts on them. I have a lot of thoughts as well on Shane and Natalie.
Oh yeah.
Mm-hmm. Everyone has a lot of thoughts on Shane. Natalie is I have a lot of thoughts on Natalie. She's a specimen of a person.
Okay. Subscribe to Patreon so you get the episodes.
Give us one controversial, we don't have to go into it, but what's one thing you think about Natalie that other people might not?
Oh, great.
Natalie, I want to see Natalie's like Instagram stories, like her tagged photos. Like, I think she is a low-key
gets lit,
like bat shit gets lit. There's a reason why there's a reason why she was attracted to a Shane. I think
true. I told Justine I said she looked like a meek little, the stereotype in your head, a meek little Asian girl that everybody, you think she's all whatever, but the fact that she picked Shane means there's a crazy part to her.
There's a crazy thing. And her and Shane, until they crashed and burned at the end, they seemed like they were having a good time.
100%.
On the same page. Yeah.
On the same page. Yeah. So she's a little wild child, that one.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I think Deeps at the end, this could become a Love is Blind episode if we're not careful. Deeps at the end was like the greatest. I just was so happy for her.
That was a great moment.
Proud of her.
And his reaction afterwards told you everything you needed to know about why she made the right decision. And 100%. Even her mom looking at her was like, oh girl, you did the right thing. And you get it. I loved it.
I'm so proud of her in that moment. Oh God.
Yeah.
I was surprised. I really wasn't ready for it. I was really happy.
It was great.
Same.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Let's get into Summer House. Have you watched Summer House since season one?
I've not missed an episode.
Yeah, I don't think we have there. Either.
Who's your most favorite cast member and who is your most hated cast member out of all of them?
Favorites. I like Paige. I really do like Paige.
Paige is great.
I'm turning on Paige, but I really think
she's funny. I think she's really funny. I'm loving watching her and Sierra this season.
I like them together.
A hot girl summer. I just love them.
Yes, the youth.
They're true, so beautiful together too. I like them as a friendship. Beautiful. It's cute. Yeah.
I like them as a friendship. They're single. They're out here on the town, like just single girls, New York. Like, why not? I love watching them. But I really like Paige. I think she's funny and she's funny, but she's like, she has the confidence. She's strong, but she's also like vulnerable and weak at the same time. Like, you know, she just feels kind of relatable, even though she's like a, you know, glammed up influencer.
She does play that line really good. You were very right. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Her Instagram doesn't get annoying yet. And I can't help but watch her try on clothes. It's like, what's wrong with me? Why the hell do I care about this girl trying clothes on?
Amazon lives trying on cheap fast fashion. Yeah.
Not gonna lie, I just bought an Amazon piece the other day from one of her Amazon shops.
Like, oh my God, you got it.
I'm gonna try it on. I'll report back. It's like a cute, like a little bustier top. I may bring it to Jamaica. Okay. You'll see it.
Yes.
You know who I think my favorite is? Okay. Not like you asked me the question.
I need to hear her hate for me too, but I want to hear your favorite. Yes. Yeah.
This season is Lindsay. I think Lindsay is my favorite character of all time. I think she's critical to the show. Critical. I don't think it's the same without her. She's a mess in the best way possible. She blows up every situation. She tells everybody shit to everybody. She's drunk. I think she's a great character. She's great.
I can't
be she kind of stresses me out a little bit, but
her and Danielle have a cute friendship that's grown on me too.
Yes, her and Danielle are cute. Okay, who's your most hated?
Most hated is definitely Hannah. I'm so happy she's not there anymore. I cannot stand that girl.
The twins didn't get under your skin.
the workus, what are they called?
The workus.
The Winklevosses, whatever.
The Winklevosses.
they were entertaining to watch. One of the twins didn't really do anything because she was like married and like kids or whatever. The other one that was like back during Carl, like deep in his like
just the watermelon hotness. Phase. Yeah.
Would you rather? Yeah. I kind of would almost though rather watch Hannah fight with them and her crazy faces versus I'm so sick of Kyle and Amanda because everybody can sit there and cry. To them, they're crying. Paige is sitting there sobbing, and they're pretty much. I was laughing because you know they go along and get married. They don't give a shit. Amanda and Kyle.
It's wild watching, like all the mess they're going through now, and knowing that they got married is
okay. So you're engaged. Yes. We're in the countdown to wedding process. Can you imagine being a? What would you do in the if you were Kyle? You're Amanda. What do you do? Yeah. Like, how do you, I just can't even imagine it. Isn't it staggering to you being engaged and seeing how they're acting?
It is. I will say this might be like a hot take. Cause I know a lot of people are like tired of Kyle and Amanda. I have a lot of sympathy and empathy when I watch Kyle and Amanda.
Okay.
Because they're a hot mess. I will give you that. And their back and forth is like very irritating. They live together, they work together. What they're doing is very difficult. And I empathize because I am doing something very similar with my fiance. He has a full-time job. I also, on top of 2 Black Girls 1 Rose, run a nonprofit. It was my nonprofit, it's now our nonprofit. Like he's very deep in, we're running it together. Okay. And it's hard. It's really hard. Like it's essentially kind of a startup, like Kyle and Amanda's thing, which is, it's hard. You have a lot of stakeholders, you have investors to answer to, you have, for us, we work with high school students, so we have them to like serve and answer to, and it's difficult running this like startup business that takes a lot out of you, running like, you know, being an entrepreneur, and then you're doing it with like the closest person to you, also working from home during a pandemic, like it's like so many competing factors. It's super complex and it's hard work trying to protect the two of you in the midst of this. So when I see them fighting and getting at each other, like I see they have other issues. So I'm not even trying to say that I see Nate and me and them.
Yeah. Because
they
are a hot fucking
mess. I'm not trying to say we're like that.
But you can see a grain of salt of how it could get.
Exactly. The grain of salt. And I see them fighting for each other in it like that. You see them bickering and fighting with each other. Really, they're fighting for them because they're tired of fighting with each other. They want to get back to the good stuff of what it was, but it's become more complex to how they're running this business. Yeah, that's, I mean, that's a question. Was a good
I'm watching well I love your description. I'm watching Justine's face and I know exactly what she's thinking, like, yeah, but right is what you're thinking. I think
no, I completely understand. I do. I feel that. The same way. Yeah. I just don't want to watch it.
I think for me, the scene where I was like, they got it. Like, there is a problem here that is too big was when they were in the apartment. This was like a couple episodes ago and they were talking and it was after he like was drunk and never came home. And she was like, called him 7,000 times. And she said, like, I always think like, if you don't answer or you're out late, like, that's it. You've cheated again. And like, that is a barrier you have to let go of. Like, you have to let go of that if you're going to get married. And it doesn't seem like either of them have gotten there because their cycle is they blow up and then Kyle cries every time and she forgives him every time. This happened this episode. And then he's just like, and she's like, Kyle, cookie. And then it's like, and so it's like, I get what you're saying, but I also feel like if I don't know, they just need like help because I don't.
They have deep, on top of the work stuff, you know, all that I empathize with. They have deep rooted issues because the cheating thing, the fact that he got blackout drunk and cheated on her and can't remember what he did. She is not healed from that. And I don't blame her.
Well, and then, also because his behavior hasn't changed. He's still drinking.
Exactly. He still has very much. He has alcohol dependency issues. I don't know if he's an alcoholic. I don't know if that's too far, but he definitely
he deals with his stress. Yeah.
When he's stressed and he's done it so much to the fact that he's gotten so black out that he's cheated on her, and she can't get past that, and he hasn't fixed his behavior. And so that they just have like deep issues that I don't.
And it's too bad. I like them both too. It's very interesting. Usually I would hate one or the other, but together, fine. With forces combined, I hate them both. But, and she's just so beautiful. Not to be crude, but that's who I am. Her boobs in that bathing suit. I mean, she's born with these freak, this body of a freak of nature. So.
Yeah, it's really crazy. It is. I definitely sympathize with Kyle on the work stuff, because like there is an amount of pressure, and like to your point, Tasha, with like startups, it's like you can never stop, right? And so like that pressure I get, but I think it's like it's like the fact that they can't get out of the cycle and figure out like a new way, even a new way to fight. It's like the same fight 3,000 times.
And they're in therapy. It's not, they're in couples counseling too, which is like, y'all are getting help, like outside help for this. So what's, why is that not helping either? What's
Who's their therapist? Is it like a life coach? Like, I'm a credentialed person. I don't know.
Bethany Frankel reference recommendation. I love Kyle's mom too. She really just made it a monster out of him. She really made it so that he went to everyone like, F you, my mom backs us. So he went to that dinner and just flew off the handle.
Oh, that was a mess.
Tasha, like, how would you feel if you had to have a contract, your parents required Nate to sign a contract?
Right. It's unbelievable.
That's not, come on, Kyle, Amanda. That's like not, that's not normal. That's not a good foundation. There's like a contract and conditions to your relation. Like that's, come on, not good.
And you don't see any glimpses of happiness between them.
No.
They seem miserable and stressed, and they're like Kyle more than Amanda. He gets mean. That's another thing that's like not great. Like he gets low and mean, and it's bitching about her to anybody. Like that's that's no protection of her at all. Like and you're doing it on camera. You're on a national television show. Like he
calling
like,
her a bitch
on a bitch to everybody. Like what the hell?
Do you think that Danielle, it is right, it's hard I guess to be Danielle because she's friends with Amanda too, but should Kyle have somebody that he can vent to without them ratting him out? Did Danielle do the right thing?
Felt like a little bit like a rat to me.
I don't know. It was a little radish.
I feel the girl union. I feel that too, but it also feels like she should know he was just kind of venting and to know who Kyle is.
Right.
Yes.
And also,
I think like who's first in? Was Danielle for, you know what I mean? Like Danielle and him were friends, I think, prior. I always feel like that's how you think about it. Who's the longer friend? That's like where you should liar. I don't know.
That's how I felt. It was a little radish because I was like, "She, your friends first with, you came from the Lindsay and Kyle era, like Amanda was new to you." But I feel like part of her was also like, she just felt like compelled to tell anybody this tea that she had.
And like so I finally got a storyline. I'm running with it.
Right, alcohol do that to you. Alcohol make you know the truth come out.
I can see as being woman to woman, but it just did. I felt bad for Kyle, and I thought Kyle handled walking up to a group full of women crying over you treating your fiance like garbage pretty well. I almost would snap if I was Kyle. I don't know.
I know he already knew they were talking about him. Like he
100% knew. I think on the flip side, I was so uncomfortable watching him flip out at the end of the episode, like with that toast. That's like my nightmare of a social situation. He's so gone. Made me so uncomfortable. Yeah.
Oh, Amanda's just standing up. I cannot, this role that Amanda plays, Kyle, I can never be with somebody who's unhinged, who gets drunk, who does these drunk toasts, cursing everybody out. And you just have to like pat his back and be like, come on, like that. I'm not playing this role. Like, this is crazy.
Be a man, grow up.
Yeah.
I would have walked off the stage.
You take a car home to your parents' house on the weekend. I mean, I would.
No, it's terrible. He was slurring as he was talking there. He's like, there's been some doubts. And it's like, oh my God. It was just, it was cringeworthy to me. It made me so uncomfortable.
It's always Kyle's birthday. It seems like every episode is Kyle's birthday. We're done with Kyle's birthday.
Hammered.
How do you feel about Carl and Lindsay dating? Do you follow them on social media is question one, because this will influence how you feel about their
relationship. I do, but I haven't been like deep into it. I've seen them on the feeds. I see them on red carpets. Yeah. They're like hands in hand now. They're like doing stuff together. I'm not mad at it. I can see this.
I'm not either.
I'm not mad at
it. Justine says they have no chemistry. Do you feel like they have chemistry?
I feel like they have friend chemistry, but
it does feel stronger friend, because that's also how we know them too, I think. But I'm not mad at it. I think I'm happy for sober Carl and him like figuring his shit out. I think Lindsay also, she stresses me out because she so badly wants love and so badly wants, you know, her whole storybook, her timeline, whatever. And she's been trying so hard to like force it on anybody that comes along. And I think oddly what she needs is someone kind of like a Carl who's like very familiar, very, they've like done it before. And now they're back again. Then also he's on his sober journey. So that's his focus. So he doesn't even have time, I think, for her bullshit. And I think she needs that. She needs somebody who's not going to give time to her bullshit, basically, because he's focused on his 1, 2, 3, 4, his 12 steps. You know what I mean? And so I think you told me, Geneva, that she's like sober.
Yeah, she's sober. Yeah.
Like she's on this journey with him. Yeah.
It's good for her too. I think
that actually is good. Yeah. That might kind of, good for her. Settle her down and like calm her down, tame her down a little bit, because she's so erratic and so all over the place and so desperate for love. And it's like, just sit down. Be with somebody who you already know and is familiar. And
I like them together. I just don't want to see every picture on Instagram where they're smiling so hard their faces are going to blow off, because
it's insane.
Nothing can be that great.
You sound like somebody who's been married for a while.
They have to show with three the world kids. They're happy.
But they're all around the world. I get it that they're happy, but we just know Lindsay too well. I don't know. I'm happy for them.
No. I'm happy for them, but I think like what we're seeing, there's behind the scenes, there's yelling at Carl, like, take the picture, Carl. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
like,
that's what we want.
Every time I see it, that's what I think is like,
you can hear it through the camera. You
can hear her through it. Oh, God.
When they showed the like Everett flashbacks this episode, and like just her in relationships is wild to watch, like how psychotic she is.
Everita.
She's like textbook anxious attachment style, you know?
Yes. Yeah. I think you're right. But she also has some weird, I mean, that PowerPoint, I mean, it's just weird, weird dating history. Very weird.
The timeline.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All of it.
If she was a dog, she would be like a little dog that didn't ever stop barking at your friend's house and just kept barking nonstop.
100%. All right. A Mary F. Kill question for you. Luke, Carl, Kyle.
Luke, Carl, Kyle. I would kill Kyle. I can't do that.
Okay.
I would.
Yeah, you're right. That's probably what I would do too.
Marry Luke and fuck Carl.
That would be my answer as well, Justine.
Yeah.
I would kill Carl. I would make love to Kyle and I would marry my baby Luke. Yeah.
You like an Aryan
pick
look.
Kyle up and I would just, I know it's kind of creepy too, but I probably am bigger than Kyle. But I like Luke. I could even marry a sober Kyle or even a drunk Kyle. I find Kyle to be fun as hell, but I just don't want to deal with him. To me, I feel bad saying this, but deep down inside, Carl's lost a little bit too much weight for me. He looks aged. I'm not attracted to Carl anymore. I don't know why.
I'm not either, but I feel like it's because I know more about
a soft spot for Carl.
Yeah, Luke on the flip side has like grown exponentially for me. Like I love Luke as a character on TV. I love him just as like a friend. He seems like a great friend.
Too.
Like the present he got for Amanda, I was like, that's so sweet. Like I just think he's...
He's a normal, regular ass dude.
Yes. Yeah. I think because of Hannah, he was painted into this like douchebag corner, but I really I don't believe that's him. Mm-hmm. He just doesn't seem to care enough to be a D-bag, you know?
Yeah, I'd love to go camping with him. Oh, under the 100%. Stars.
I can't believe you're picking Kyle to sleep with. That's like shocking.
Do you think that
what's
his name, Luke, do you think that he knows he's that good looking because he's a model and all that, or do you think he really is as aloof as he comes off?
He knows because he gets a lot of
he
pussy,
does know.
Sure.
Yeah,
he has to.
Wow, look at you
see that
pussy.
Nice. So nice. I like that. I know. I do like that.
Came out real smooth.
I mean, it's true.
Yeah, it is. It is.
Who do you think has gotten more, him or Andre? Probably even or got them together. They are
Andrea
walking into
Andrea.
A bar.
I think so too, because Andrea in the modeling circles.
Italian. Andrea, right?
Yeah, model circles. He's Italian. He has an accent, and he's Italian and has an accent like that alone.
Whose penis is gonna fall off first?
Andrea again, I think. Yeah. How do you feel about Paige and Craig? Do you watch Southern Charm?
I have never watched a single episode of Southern Charm.
You gotta watch that. Now there is a couple good first seasons.
Really?
It'll pull your socks off. Yeah. Oh yeah.
I think it's so deep into it now. I can't.
The first couple of
seasons wouldn't have to,
would be great.
Like early, like an early 1-2 would be all you would need to understand why the show's great. It's lost some of its charm, but so you don't have any association with Craig.
Only Winterhouse. That's when I was first introduced to him.
Wow. Okay. So, good for you.
So how do you feel about the relationship, Paige and Craig?
I feel like Paige, she's giving him too much intel. You're single, you're having your single hot girl summer. He's single, he's doing his single hot boy summer. Where you guys are not attached to each other. You don't have to be reporting back to him shit. So every time she's making out with Andrea, she's going and telling him. You don't have to tell him anything. Like, I get it, you're on TV, he's gonna see it later, but like, basically just be like, look, I don't owe you anything. Until you make me your girlfriend, I can be out here doing whatever the fuck I want, the same way that you're over there banging Kristen Cavallari all over Us Weekly. So get out of here.
I think it may be more she's telling him because she's trying to
trap him into
a relationship. Yes, it's a game. She's playing a game.
It's game. Yes. Yeah.
And she won't call him first or whatever throughout the day. I feel like if you're going to be in a relationship with someone, you should be able to just do whatever you want. If it's going to happen, it's meant to happen. Yeah.
That's you. Did you ever, Justine, did you ever play a game? Like, did you ever
with
be
Tyler?
Like,
Tyler and I would play coy a little bit. We would walk our dogs and I'd walk to my apartment and I wanted to like still hang out, but I would play coy a little bit until alcohol got involved.
Then 17 calls out the straight door. Away.
then the cops are called.
Would you have carried anyone from Winterhouse to this Summerhouse cast? Was there anyone you wished was on Summerhouse that's not, other than Alex not being on?
I mean, all the new people from Winterhouse were duds, basically.
Yep.
I mean, Craig and Austin, they brought something to the table, but all the new people, I don't really remember their names, like the black guy,
we interviewed him, he was terrible. Jason.
Yeah, I remember interviewed him.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Not terrible.
Nobody.
Wasn't great.
I love you, Geneva. I'm trying to be nice.
Yeah.
And Maya's cute, but I like Maya, but I don't know if she was
Maya.
Doesn't want to party and stuff. I want them to recast with a bunch of trashy people.
I like Maya too. She seems like she actually is friends with like Paige and Sierra.
Yes.
Like she's feeling out of place in the house,
building a friendship.
Andrea not knowing her name and shit like that. Like that definitely feels like you're on the outside. But I like when the new person at least feels like a genuine friend of somebody. Like that new guy, Alex, whatever, he seems completely dropped out of the sky. Like he's useless.
I think this was a couple of weeks ago. Did you notice he was pouring out liquor and like Lindsay flipped out? It's like, what are you doing? Like he was just taking handles and pouring them out. It's like, you don't belong here,
like,
bro.
Just put the, he's like, they've been left out. She's like, just put the cap on. Like,
Did you notice that they ordered Burger King? And they did that on Jersey Shore too. Burger King must be in with advertising like that. Those stupid commercials. They got Burger King as late night. And on Jersey Shore, I remember they ordered Burger King. And it's like, that's how Burger King's trying to get in with us.
Their little product placement.
It's still nasty. Sorry.
I'm never going to a Burger King unless like there's nothing around at all.
It's good if it's
Burger King
fresh.
Original
I think
chicken
you do
sandwich.
Like Burger King. I was gonna say
their little
like
their
long
chicken sandwich that looks like a little sub. That's just fine. Oh,
I love a Whopper if it's fresh and hot, but the last time I went, it was cold and nothing worse. Oh,
God. Oh, thank you.
I grew up on Burger King though. I did love it growing up. You get the crown when you're a kid.
Grew up on Burger King. Healthy eating habits. Do you feel like Carl should leave the show now that he's sober? This is something we've been talking about.
Oh, good question. You know, I think he's doing well in this house considering he's sober. I was nervous for him. I was like, maybe mid-season he's gonna bow out because it's like too much. But
yeah,
I like his take on it. He's like, when everybody gets drunker, I can just act weirder and no one.
I
even
did
notices.
Like when he said that.
That is cute. Yeah.
That felt like to me maybe he was figuring it out a little bit. Because I can imagine, I mean, we've all been around drunk people. When you're sober, it's terrible. And if you're doing that 24/7, it's like, how do you survive? Yeah. I don't know if he has like a meaning anymore, I guess. Like,
damn, that is,
I know, but I think
I'm done with him.
This is a drinking show. I like Carl, but I just, I don't know if Summer House is the best environment for him, you know?
For him, and he's both, like dating outside the house. He's dating that like love violin girl. Who's, like,
oh, what a bore!
I don't
need to cut
you're right.
That.
I don't know what his place is really, but
right,
like I like Carl though.
I do,
and I like him. Where do you think the show goes now that Kyle and Amanda will be married and say Lindsay and Carl are together? That's a real.
What the hell is next season? Yeah, I mean, Kyle and Amanda. They doing this house married still? Like,
that's
not allowed.
I don't know.
And then Carl and Lindsay dating.
Carl and Lindsay
maybe
dating.
It becomes like a couple show. Paige and Carl dating.
Paige
that would, or I mean,
Paige and, Craig. Paige.
Yeah.
I think Craig needs to come on the show.
I do too. Because
Craig
join would be
Summer
great.
House.
Yeah.
It might become like a little couples thing. I don't know. Mm-hmm. And then maybe just like they'll just sprinkle in like Sierra and maybe bring in like another girl and another guy or whatever.
Natasha, what do you think about, I don't know how old you are and what your life plan is, your timeline, but watching the egg freezing thing, what is it? How does that make you feel?
I appreciated them giving Lindsay that space to do that, because I appreciate her thought process about freezing her eggs to help her. We've watched her for seasons just dating and putting this crazy pressure on herself firstly and then on all of these guys. So to hear her thought process, like talk it out about how she wants to do this to help her essentially find a partner with more intention and like smarter than just like trying to find a man to like give her some sperm, you know what I mean? I liked hearing that conversation. And I'm happy for her that she's doing that, because I think that was what was getting in her way of trying to find somebody. She was putting the pressure on, I need to find a sperm donor and a man at the same time.
That's like, a good point.
Like, yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So that's a really good point. Yeah. Right. That might've calmed her down.
I have to say there's been a couple times with Summer House this season where they're trying to like go a little deeper that actually has been well done. Like I thought the egg stuff
I
was
agree.
Good. And I think the race conversation earlier in the season was actually an example of how to do that in a way that was like not terrible to watch.
Yeah.
You know?
Agreed. Because we see this often with Bravo in particular, where they throw 100%. In these new black characters to sprinkle in some color and add some diversity. Mm-hmm. And then they put all this pressure on them to have these conversations. But I appreciate that Maya, she's new, she was uncomfortable, she brought this conversation, but she had Sierra there to kind of like help her do
that. Made such a difference.
Made such a difference for them to have that conversation, and it was, I think, successful. Like seeing Paige be like, damn, like I'm really sorry and you're right, like that should be on us to be checking in on you. For Andrea to actually understand what it means when you keep calling her the wrong name, like to see that understanding and to see that Maya wasn't just sitting there by herself, she had Sierra to do that. I think that was like the first time I've seen Bravo actually kind of do it well.
Yeah, that's what beautiful. I mean, that's what single-handedly killed New York, like, and maybe forever. was Ebony being on an island of her own with these Trump
people. They treated her like garbage. Yeah, they really did. And a lot of the Bravo audience, I think, too.
Yeah. And it ruined the show for everybody involved. Like it was, that was my favorite, one of my favorite franchises. It was terrible to watch.
That just went downtown.
Yeah.
No, I like Ebony too.
I did too.
I'd love to see her.
Like the one example of them
get on the View and kick some ass every day. I think she would be great. Get her a good paycheck, a good daily job, New York City.
Yeah. She's super smart. Great on the View.
It would be great on the View or like that other one, The Talk or.
Oh, Justine loved that one for a while.
Oh, yeah. No, I never did. I watched The Real. I was into
The Real. That, I mean.
When Tamar Braxton was on The Real, that show rocked. It was appointment television for me. I loved it. She was awesome on it.
You're nuts.
Something happened behind the scenes there, and we'll never know.
Oh, I think we know. It's like Tamar Braxton being Tamar Braxton.
They're trying to blame it on Lonnie Love, but Lonnie Love seems so sweet. I can't imagine. And then with Tamara Mowry, she became a lot more likable. I grew up watching Sister, and I love them both, but it was a good show.
I don't know.
Where is Summer House for you in your like appointment television ranking? Is it something you watch like right away? Is it something you save for like a nice treat during the week? When do you watch it?
Oh, I like that.
I usually watch it Tuesday, so like right after. It's like it's a priority for me. It's just such an easy watch. It's fun. I've been
easy.
I'm like very invested in each of them, and then it's easy. I can do other stuff and kind of watch and like
It's great. What do you think the shelf life is for the show? How many more years do we have before it's terrible?
You know, I'm curious what this next season is gonna look like with these couples and a married couple. Like, I don't want to say it's over. I don't think it's over. I just are Kyle and Amanda gonna want to keep doing it? Is Carl gonna want to keep doing it? If he leaves, Lindsay leaves too, that's a huge loss. Like
Page. I think you're right.
I don't know. I really don't know.
I think
know.
It's next season is going to determine the trajectory.
Yeah.
Because either they get it right or it's or it goes. Yeah.
It's on the outs. Yeah.
I just don't know what's with the casting. Why would Alex be he seems like a nice guy. I don't want to hurt his, you know, but why? I mean, it doesn't make sense.
No clue.
They've done it from the beginning. Jordan, they add these like no addition characters. Do you remember Jordan that he was gay but wouldn't
the murderer
allegedly? Jordan, he was friends with Paige and Hannah, and wasted space. Like they always try to add these people who don't know anyone. That's like, that's a problem. Mm-hmm. All right, do you watch New Jersey? You don't.
I don't know.
And you're from New Jersey.
I know. I just
unbelievable.
I got tired of the Teresa stuff and I just bowed out. But then I know it's gotten better, so I should dip back in, but I just I can't.
It's the same old sob story. You're not missing much.
Okay. That's what I think.
Yeah, it's the same. Okay. Thank you so much for joining us. We love talking to you every time. Can you please tell everybody how you listen to Two Black Girls,
We need you
One
to
Rose?
Watch Southern Charm and come on, and we need to have a little conversation about Thomas Ravenel.
Thomas, what? I don't know. I've literally never
when you're bored, which you probably never will be, but someday if there's something going on and you have a couple hours, please watch the first season at least.
Yep.
Okay. Pop in. I will remember that. Yes.
All right.
But yeah, this was fun. Thanks for having me. Two Black Girls, One Rose. We're on Patreon, patreon.com/twoblackgirlsonerose. You can listen to the first 20 minutes of all of our episodes on Apple Podcasts and anywhere you find your podcast. And we're on Instagram, Black Girls One Rose.
Love it. Nobody does it better than them, guys. Check it out.
Tosh,
we love you. Thanks for joining us.
Thanks. This is so fun.
It was so fun. Okay. You just listened to us with our friend Tasha from Two Black Girls One Rose. We just wanted to talk, obviously, Jersey.
Not just friends. She's your family.
Family. You gotta protect family. We'd like to talk this episode a little bit. Wow. Okay. I saw your TikTok that you put up. If you guys aren't following us on TikTok, Escape Reality, whatever. Where
did you see it on? You're not on the TikTok, but on
Instagram. No, I'm not on the tick.
They Instagram. Took it down. We had a huge hit. It was going viral on freaking TikTok in the fight.
And they took it down? Why?
Because they say it's against their community guidelines because they're fighting with each other.
Oh, shut up. Like, there's not fucking fights on TikTok.
They do that. TikTok thinks that they're better than everyone, but they can put can pop in a thing that will stick in your brain forever that isn't in your algorithm. Give me a break.
Not cool. All right. The TikTok, was Justine commenting on the fact that Melissa takes time in the middle of the fight to flip her hair.
Oh, I'm glad you liked that. Okay. Okay. All right.
Which I think says a lot.
If you were that mad, you wouldn't be flipping your hair. She's the fakest bitch in town.
She's fake. And honestly,
Teresa, I hate her.
I'm going to say this, and it's not a popular opinion. Maybe it is because people hate Teresa. Teresa is a terrible family member. She just straight up is, because it's you let people just shit on your brother all the time. And I'm not defending Joe Melissa. I'm just saying she's a bad sibling because she really just sits back and lets people talk endless shit. And then somebody says one thing about her and she's up his ass about not defending her. It's comedy. It's honestly hilarious to me.
I feel like I've been in Teresa's shoes. I think I've told the story, or just like, cause I grew up with having a twin brother.
Yeah.
And my friends, they get pissed at Peter. Like the one time he puked all projectile puked in my friend's vents and they wanted to drop him off in the country in the middle of nowhere. Yeah. Like we got to take him home. But I feel like there is so much to that Teresa and Joe shit that
it's there's so many levels. That's why it's survived. It's made this show 13 seasons, literally.
Melissa, you know what I mean?
Even before they were on the show, they were fighting.
Melissa's a bad, I've known people like Melissa and I don't know how. There's no way they could like us if they like Melissa.
I guess like, I don't, she has no point to me. Do you know what I mean? Like
she's
what
so
is
fake
her,
to me.
It's very fake. It's very,
I hate it. There's nothing more I hate than fake people. The way that she is with her sisters saying, oh, we're normal. There's constant digs.
When she said, see, this is the real Melissa, is when she walks away from the fight and then she's like, sorry, Bill can't stand her. Sorry.
Mm-hmm.
Like that's who she is, right?
She doesn't
show that a lot, but like, that's the person she is. She's the person talking shit behind your back and whatever and being petty and being an asshole. Like that's who she really is. I feel like, you know,
you could really feel it when she was dealing with Gia. You feel it a lot when the girls are around. They don't like Melissa.
No, at all. I mean, that could be also.
And
because
a lot of influence comes from the spouse. Melissa could really easily keep them. Call your nieces. I would be telling Tyler, you better be making it right with G and those girls. 6 months. 100%. I would start to judge Tyler. Say you're a piece of shit for not talking to those girls.
That's a great point about Melissa. That's a great point. Because you're supposedly their family too, right? It's just, this is a bunch of broken people like trying to pretend like they're, cause like Teresa's also just like, you can't, she's also terrible. All of them. I mean, with Louis, you got 2 ears and one, or what did he say? Two ears and one mouth.
Oh, and it's I gotta go. How's she gonna learn? How is she gonna learn? Can you imagine? I'd flip out.
That's gaslighting.
There's a lot of stuff that you can't intimidate me to, Marge.
You on your best day wouldn't intimidate me. I got to say, I love that line. I love it. I love entering a conversation with that kind of fire. It's hilarious.
How red he is.
Red as hell.
Is it drunk red or is he sunburnt and drunk? Is he on hypertension medication?
Seems like a permanent red to me.
It's unbelievable. He is a real red flag walking. I didn't want to marry a bad woman. What does that even mean?
I don't know. And that explanation was weird too. Like
lying about the tape.
Yeah. Weird.
Everybody has seen it.
You're right. Like what you said last week about like Teresa will probably leave because of this. I think he could be the end of this. And you can't, it's just, I mean, imagine both of us have dated people, right? We're married now, but we dated. If 75 people run up to you and are like, oh, fuck, he did this and he did that and he did that. You don't just like put on blinders and be like, well, I'm happy, especially when you're Teresa, who's gone through arguably one of the worst relationships ever. How do you ignore that? I don't even
get it.
You can
really feel it too. And especially when they're in the van and the way she says things, there's cameras in here. What are you worried he's going to do?
Exactly. And you're saying it like you're protecting him.
Yeah.
Like, you know, when she's like, there's cameras here. And then he's like, oh, I'm tired. Like acting. It's like
in a real wife beatery type of way.
Yeah. It's
in
not
a
good.
Real aggressive way. I don't know if that's the right term. And it's not. And Marge is so fake. Marge looks like her teeth are going to fall out. that she's Marge wearing, like I walked into the bathroom and my grandma's wearing, her teeth are out. She looks like she doesn't have teeth in. I don't know what it is.
It's like, I think she got something here where like on her cheeks where they're kind of like, they're, whatever filler was there is no longer there that makes it look concave.
I think Marge would be one of the nicest housewives you'd ever meet on the street. I think she'd be hella cool, but she's so fucking fake on the show.
Right. To me. I think you're right.
It doesn't come across real, even though she's pretending she is.
Yeah. I haven't liked Marge for years now. I think she's kind of terrible.
And what about a little Juicy, or not Juicy Joe, but her little minion Joe? If someone talked, if Tyler better buck up and be like, she should fight. Like, I don't know, the intimidation line and the way that he's talking to Marge and Joe's just sitting by. I guess maybe he thinks Marge can handle it, but if I don't know, I'd want Tyler to just perk up a little bit. Like he's going to fight somebody for me.
It's hard because I go between Frank, like love Frank, just going straight up, you know what? You stay out of women's drama. It's like, you are the first house husband. This is why I love Frank. Like he does get it. Right. So it's between that. It's a fine line between that and like, they're full on disrespecting me. Like I would hope that if I was in a group setting and someone told me to fuck off, Dorian would be like, whoa, what the hell are you saying? But I also don't love the, like, don't talk to my wife like that. Like I need him to say it. You know what I mean? So for me, it's kind of a struggle between like, don't act like you're my property and you have to protect me.
Yeah.
Like fuck off. I can speak for myself, but
a medium, you know, between Bill and Louis
and Right. Right. Yeah. Bill and just walking off.
What is Bill just looking at her? It's unbelievable.
I can't get over her nose. And like, I don't want to face shame people. This was a terrible decision. I haven't gotten used to it. I hate it. I can't say enough about how much I hate it.
It does. Last episode, it didn't bother me. This one, it did.
It's bothered me since I rolled out on the screen. Yeah.
I feel like their marriage is really hanging on by a thread. And with it, she keeps saying, we're having a happy family thing, we're not going to Melissa's pink party. Like she's been talking up this stupid pink party to the kids. And Joe or Bill just looking at her like he's embarrassed of his wife flipping out on national television. It seems very sad, and he's really, I think, only there so that he doesn't have to divorce her and lose a lot of money and be away from his kids.
Yeah, you might be right. Doesn't seem good. I mean, again, if it's a full on fight and you're just walking away, you're gone. What does that say?
And then she's down there and he walks up the spiral staircase, like Cinderella's stepmother going back up to bed. And
Cinderella's stepmother.
It's crazy.
I love that.
I just can't stand Melissa and her sisters all. After watching Teresa on the family getaway or the girls trip, and then now watching the show, you can really see how much stress it is with this. And
not good.
Yeah. So you think she should snap and say Joe's not a scammer, even though he was on Inside Edition for scamming.
Melissa?
Is that what you meant by that?
What meant by what?
Like she's a shitty family member.
Oh, I just mean like she... Teresa, I think my issue with Teresa is that she lets people, because she would not, because he's not a crook, but because she expects she expects him to defend her at every turn, and no one can talk shit about her because you're my brother, we're family, you're my brother. But then he's like, what the fuck, you're friends with a woman who's calling me a crook and a whore and like a whatever, and you don't give a fuck. That's it's a double standard to me, where I'm like, you're a terrible sibling. Like this is,
she's a lunatic.
She's nuts. Dorian also hated her outfits this episode. He's like, why is she dressed like this?
With the hair thing.
Headband.
Why is she wearing that headband? I don't know. My God.
Yeah. He was not into it.
I was not either. It's making me crazy to look at it. She's always dressed crazy though.
Yeah, her style, isn't that fascinating? Like her style is never really stabilized after like 15 years of being on the show.
Nobody on that show. I guess it'd be Melissa, and she just looks like a
always
mannequin
the same,
out of the limited.
Yeah, I know, it's crazy. She always looks perfect. Her hair always looks the same. It's always
too
wearing
bad.
Earrings.
We don't. Yeah, the closest we've ever gotten to see who the true Melissa is her in that van. And oh yes. No, she's not coming to my party. It's just mm-hmm. so dumb. Mm-hmm.
But I will say yet again, forever and always, nothing brings it like Jersey. Like just even this scene, there was so much the fight scene, like even like Tiki Barber walking in like drunk, not knowing what's going on. And I hate the wife meant to bring this up.
I hate her.
I love Teresa going, who the fuck are like, don't walk in here. Like, you know what the hell's going on.
Shut up. Why are they even involving her?
I don't know.
Why would they let her speak?
Yeah.
It pisses me off.
This also brings me to another point. I love this was the post scene was Dolores telling Melissa, but you stood up, like telling her that it was aggressive for her to stand up and that she kind of like baited her. I love Dolores. Like, that's so true. You did. If
I love Dolores, she was vindicated.
If you're in Jersey and somebody steps up on you, you're stepping the fuck up
like, anywhere.
That's an act of aggression.
Yeah. If you're fighting, screaming at someone and someone comes and walks up next to you and starts walking up, you're going to grab them.
I'm going to run the other way.
She's lucky. They're not what's her face is running at her. Isn't it interesting that Teresa and Jen are such good friends and they just kind of met, I guess? They act like they're Dolores and Teresa. Right.
Yeah, that's a good point.
I will be devastated to my core if this show rips apart Dolores and Teresa.
Oh my God, so will I. It won't. It can't. You think it will?
No, I hope not.
Listen to me panicking. Can't. It won't. Will it?
I love Dolores. I'm glad she was vindicated.
Me too. I even loved her.
I can't
stand
Jackie in that ponytail.
In that fighting scene, Dolores was great there too. She was just kind of sitting back, watching everybody. Like, I'm going to take it all in. Oh, it's good.
I love someone good every tweeted time. That it was, they go, Teresa literally tagged Jen into the fight. And it was like they metaphorically did. It was so good.
So true. Even Marge blew it all up by just sitting there. Everybody was, she went
Blondie did. Yeah. At the very beginning, talking to
Marge,
Melissa too.
Remember,
yeah,
exactly. The Marge like, Teresa, said you left in
where
a fit.
Is he? Yeah.
You could have not said shit. You guys would have had a
nice
leave evening,
in a fit.
I
love Teresa's faces. What? She's like Beavis and Butthead kind of. What?
Yeah. On your best day, you wouldn't intimidate me. What a line. So aggressive.
Louis is a nightmare and Teresa is going to regret being so financially 100%. Intertwined with this psychopath.
It's going to be a nightmare.
He was going for her like prey. How's she going to learn? I can't believe he said that.
Is she gonna? I gotta leave. It's like, what? See, that would piss me off more than anything. Don't talk to me like I'm some child learning a lesson. Like I'm a 3-year-old who understands. Like, don't
eat. She's a dog.
It's literally me negotiating with my kid to like walk inside today. Like, if you don't walk in right now, I'm gonna leave.
How's he gonna listen? How's he gonna learn?
Right.
And to see Teresa go through Joe and then she picks another loser. It's just really disappointing. Teresa's wrong at saying that he doesn't have to talk about the past and that someone tweeted her talking about the prostitution whore. Yeah, Teresa's a hypocrite, but doesn't mean I don't love her till the day I die. I don't know why.
And I will always say that I know we are not the majority here, but Teresa's fantastic and there's nobody like her. And no one at this point now, a housewife, has foundationally been the center of a franchise like this, and no one has ever had an entire season get canceled because they were unavailable.
Yeah.
You know, she's a powerhouse.
They say Jen would take over, but I don't agree.
Ugh, no, I don't. Or anything else? Jurors?
No, I just we'll see what happens.
Great. Love
Teresa
it.
Needs a stylist.
Oh, Paige. Guys. Temptation Island starting soon and we're doing it and we're excited. So get ready. Temps recaps weekly. Season. All right. We love you guys.
Bye guys.